close out the night, we have another open mic host, Cheryl Perrault. Oh, and Mr. Rapson's joining her?
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. Cheryl hosts a wonderful open mic at the HCAM studio that's in the cable station in Hopkinton, Mass. And she has one coming up this Saturday morning. Perhaps she'll mention it. And she is returning with her good friend, Steve Rapson.
Right.
Please give them a big welcome.
So thank you very much. Wonderful evening tonight with Michelle and Joe as feature and Suzanne and all of you. And I'm happy to share one piece with my friend Steve Rapson. And, wake up and smell the poetry. Back to that. Yes, Saturday. Suzanne Owens will be one of the features. Jane Fallon, who plays with Steve, will be there. And Richard Hoffman. Okay, so I did that. Now I'm back to Steve. Thank you for joining me to share this piece. I visited my mom. I saw my mom over Mother's Day. She had a garden when I grew up. It was kind of wildflowers growing in it, and there were daffodils and tulips. But the very first flower there that would come in the spring were the little tiny white snowdrops that I remember. And I celebrated their beauty as a child by going out and picking them, picking a handful and bringing them in. I celebrate the memory of the beauty of these flowers by talking to one of them, and this piece is called Snowdrop, and I love the guitar. Closer to discover her poking out hello into the cold gray mist of dawn. It is just me and this patient ancient white waiting in solemnity until I bow a silent prayer down at her beauty, because I have never seen something so pure and stark sparkling out to me in such dark virginal light and radiance. Because I sense the magnitude of peace which blows right through her into me while I am being still here at this moment. Because as I stand, I feel like I am rooted to the land, growing wholly only into her fertile garden dirt. And so I lower reverently as she speaks out to me her simple native tongue until I nod and understand each word of wisdom. Delighted that I have found her waiting in the ground on this unsuspecting dawning of the day. Did she know I'd be passing by? Was she trying to catch my eye? She waiting in the bare brown ground of early morning. Thank you, Steve.